For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. A couple of top-name musicians are coming to Central Kentucky for performances this weekend. Their genres involve jazz and folk. Here to give us a rundown of that and the other events for the weekend is Rich Copley, who's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Highlighting the list is Emmylou Harris, who performs on Sunday at the Opera House. Rich, give us a bit of a preview of what's going on.
Well, Emmylou Harris is one of the iconic names in American folk, in just a massive catalog of work, and a very varied catalog. You know, she's done folk, but she's taken that through a lot of different manifestations over the years. Then to the south on Saturday, down there in Richmond and Danville, you've got a real jazz kind of weekend. Jane Monheit coming to the EKU Center, and Stanley Jordan bringing his trio to the Norton Center. So to kind of, if you're a jazz fan, you got to pick between them because they're both the same night, but both top-rate names.
And the resurrected dance program at the University of Kentucky is having its inaugural performance this weekend, too.
Right. The University of Kentucky has just reintroduced this past fall a dance minor, and this weekend will be the inaugural performance. This concert is going to feature three pieces. Two of them are real modern pieces by Blake Pearson, who is a visiting choreographer from New York, and then Susie Teal, who is running the dance program or sort of building up the minor there at UK. So those have a very modern dance sensibility, which is kind of cool because we don't see that a whole lot in Lexington. And then the show ends with a piece by Lindy Franklin Smith and Jeremy Smith, who are both Lexington residents that have Broadway experience, and it's a piece in tribute to Bob Fosse. So it'll be a big introduction to what they're doing over at UK with this new program.
We've done song and dance and now theater, a number of new plays opening this weekend. Back over at the Lexington Opera House again is A Song for Coretta.
Song for Coretta, it's an interesting play because it's not a musical, which you might have presumed by the title and that it's being presented by Agape Theater Group, which has kind of a record of doing musically influenced shows. But this is a play that supposes a meeting between five sort of cross-generational women the day that Coretta Scott King's body lay in state at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And it sort of gets into topics of the civil rights movement and the you know, black community today, and really addresses an issue that a lot of people these days, particularly young people, seem to not really have an appreciation or understanding of what happened during the civil rights movement.
And finally, over at Woodford Theater, they're opening up with Almost Maine.
Almost Maine is going to be the directorial debut at Woodford Theater of their new artistic director, Stephen J. Arnold. Almost Maine has had a good run at theaters across the country. It's all about romance, which, you know, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, and so that it's time to get in that mood, I guess.
Rich Copley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Find out more about this weekend's events by going to today's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. They're all outlined in the Weekender section. We also have information at the WEKU website. Just go to weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.